You believe in God, good. But do you believe what he says, go where he leads, and accept what he does in your life? You believe in God, that's good. But do you trust his actions or inactions when you don't understand what's going on? You believe in God. Did you know that the Bible says you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God? Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. Wow, that's convicting. I believe in God, but I tell you what, I struggle to trust in God. Now, if you're like me and you tend to lean on your own understanding, then you're going to want to stay with me and declare with me, I can trust God when I don't understand. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I've been walking with God for decades. I absolutely treasure the Bible, and I believe that declaring its principles out loud will empower your tongue with truth. Now, that's why every Wednesday for the past 4.5 years, I've read a little bit of scripture and then pulled out a declaration of truth from that scripture. Now, this week's declaration comes from Proverbs, which is filled with wise sayings. Now, about a year ago, before I started on YouTube and I had an audio-only podcast, my daughter gave me the idea of doing an episode based on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I did do that episode. But this morning, I woke up with a strong impression that I was supposed to revisit that very proverb and my own teaching that I'd shared. So I'm going to read to you Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 from the New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Now, when I talked about those very verses last year, I actually read from the New King James Version, and I asked the listeners to declare this truth with me. When my path is uncertain, I can trust God. Now, again, that was about a year ago, and my path had been anything but certain. But you know what? A year later, and I am still walking in the dark. Well, the way I like to put it is, I walk by faith and not by sight. But when you walk in the dark, you tend to bump into things. And when you bump into things, you tend to get bruised. And when you keep getting bruised, you tend to lose heart. God sees us when we're on fire, and he sees us when we're fizzling out. And I think that's why he reminded me of my earlier episode that was based on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I'm going to provide a link for you in the description. This time, I have a new declaration drawn from those same old verses. I can trust God when I don't understand. It is really that simple. I can trust God when I don't understand. Will you say that with me? I can trust God when I don't understand. Now, can I get a witness that it's really hard to lean on God, to trust him completely when we don't understand where he's leading and what he's doing? I am an analyzer and an administrator who needs to know what's going on so that I can make wise and informed decisions. But you know what? God often keeps me in the dark. I tend to joke about how I'm on a need-to-know basis with God, and all too often, he thinks I don't need to know. But here's what I do know. God is trustworthy. Now, if you've been with me since last year's audio-only episode that was based, again, on these verses from Proverbs, then you heard me talk about the day that my daughter and I were running errands with my three little granddaughters in their little car seats behind us. Now, Sarah had pulled up a playlist of Disney soundtracks for our little princesses to listen to in the car. I wasn't paying attention to the music at all, and instead I was verbally processing all of the difficulties and dead ends and disappointments with my daughter. Suddenly, my oldest granddaughter, who was 4 years old at the time, announced with delight, "Listen, this song is about Jesus." Sarah turned up the music, and sure enough, it was. My daughter looked at me and said, "That's weird." As she clicked forward and backward through that playlist, sure enough, a theme song from some vacation Bible school soundtrack was tucked into the middle of a Disney playlist. What? Right after a lyric about how life will get crazy, life will get crazy, I heard these words, "I'm trusting you, God. You are good." I was stunned. And Sarah pointed out how that song was a miracle from God, literally speaking right into my processing that I was doing. I mean, what else could explain it dropping right into the middle of a Disney playlist? When the song ended, my granddaughter shouted, "Play it again." So we listened again to a joyful chorus of children's voices singing about trusting God. I tell you what, that song very effectively redirected my focus to the fact that God is not only trustworthy, but God is good. In the midst of me trying to figure out the crazy path that my life had taken, God reminded me through the sound of children singing that I can trust Him. He absolutely loves childlike faith. No wonder I woke up this morning sensing that God was prompting me to revisit my old episode. You know what I love about God? He doesn't give us an unexpected pop quiz so that we fail miserably and feel terrible. God tests us to see what we've learned. And if we fail the test, He lets us take it over and over until we pass. Last year, I read a different version of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." I desperately want to understand, and I tend to lean on my own understanding. That's probably why I keep taking the trust test over and over. With all the bumps and bruises from walking by faith and not by sight, I'm slowly learning not to lean on my own understanding. I'm learning to believe and trust, not only that God is trustworthy and that God is good, but also that God is all sufficient. Now, before making my final point, would you do me a favor and either click or tap the like? It would help me out. Thank you so much. All right. Again, my third point is that God is all sufficient. If God can drop a children's praise song into the middle of a Disney playlist, then I tell you what, He can do anything. I mean, think about it. A playlist called Disney Princess Songs. And then it suddenly comes alive with children singing the words, "I'm trusting you, God. You are good." My little granddaughters don't understand many things, like why they can't eat candy before bedtime, or why they can't get too close to the swimming pool when they don't know how to swim. But they trust their mom and dad and obey them. In the same way, This princess right here needs to trust her king. The king of heaven and earth has all power and authority to meet my needs and calm every storm. I declare I can trust God when I don't understand. Anybody else need to empower their tongue with that truth? I can trust God when I don't understand. My friend, the struggle is real. Now, I'm guessing you don't like pop quizzes any more than I do, but I'm thankful that God doesn't want us to fail. Now, before I pray with you, would you do me a favor and subscribe if you haven't already and click that bell for notifications? Also, be sure to share this, but most of all, I want you to keep trusting God, even when His will doesn't make sense. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can trust you because you are trustworthy, you are good, and you are all sufficient. Lord, help us not to lean on our own understanding. Our understanding is so limited. God, your word says that your ways are so much higher than ours. Your thoughts are so much higher than ours. We can't even begin to figure you out, Lord, but you know the plans that you have for us. You want to prosper us and not to harm us. God, we can trust you. So Lord, help us. Help us in our unbelief. Help build our faith in you and who you are and what you do. And especially God, help us to trust in your love. It's because of your love that you have already done more than we could ever ask for by giving your son, by showing us grace and mercy, and giving us eternal life. And so God, we thank you that nothing is worth holding onto, Father, because you can handle it all. And so God, thank you. Thank you for teaching us through these little pop quizzes and never allowing us to fail. We love you and we pray for all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you struggle to trust God, then I invite you to watch a video from my other playlist that is all about what to do when your faith is tested. And I also invite you to engage with me. I'd especially love to hear from you if you struggle, like I do with trust issues. Let me know what helps you seek God's will and go where He leads you when you don't understand. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you will share what you've learned about God's faithfulness, because remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.